I'm on a roll, people. I'm on a roll, and not a jelly roll, but just a roll. A roll where the truth is pouring out of me unfiltered, and sometimes I can't even stop myself. It just blurred out like So, welcome to the Super T Podcast Show. Something just poured out of me, and I shared it with a loved one, and I'm like, I need to share this with the freaking world. I didn't share this with the world. It is time to demystify. And of course, I don't feel like I can demystify all of this in one episode. So I'm going to create a series out of this. Please know that me demystifying is not me putting something down. I'm not putting this particular section of Christianity down. Okay? I feel that it served its purpose in my life, and it's just not my choice. And I like to compare religion to academia, right? Think about it. It's very similar. In academia, there's levels. In everything, there's levels. But we can appreciate and see the levels more clearly in academia. So we know when we enter academia, we enter elementary school, we enter kindergarten, we are encouraged to go to the next level. We are encouraged to go to first grade. We are encouraged to go to second grade. We are encouraged to go to third grade. We are encouraged to go all the way to the top level in elementary school. And then we are encouraged to graduate. Once we are encouraged to graduate, we are encouraged to continue our leveling up, right? They encourage it all the way to college and beyond, right? They even give us free debt to do it. They're like, oh, you don't have no money? Oh, just borrow. Because we want you to learn. So why is it the same type of encouragement in spirituality? Now, let me rephrase that. Why isn't the same encouragement in religions? Why is religion like, okay, well, you can level up, but you gotta stay here. We don't want you to graduate here. Because if you graduate here, then you left God. You have left God if you have graduated from here. That's the attitude that some of them have. I wonder why. I wonder where they got it from. I wonder who does that benefit for you to stay there? So I want to demystify one of the holidays, which is really a personal holiday. It's not even a national holiday, but it has to be some importance to it. It has to be some importance to it. So the religion that I'm demystifying in this series is the sector of Christianity known as the Jehovah Witnesses. Like, oh, I see God. I witnessed it. Okay, I'm gonna not be too funny with this. I'm gonna do my best to keep my humor at bay here, but it's hilarious when you really like apply intellect. And that's all I'm doing here is applying intellect, okay? So in this particular religion, they say, we don't celebrate no holidays, but they do celebrate. So you don't celebrate the holidays that other people celebrate on a grandiose level, but you celebrate anniversaries. What's the difference between an anniversary and a birthday? Think about it. The birthday is a celebration of, they both celebration of events that happen on a particular day. So if you're going to celebrate your anniversary, why not celebrate your birthday? Right? Here's the reasoning that they give you. And before I say they give you, I'm going to talk briefly about Charles Russell, who was a white man, who was also a mystic. A mystic and a white man. Here in America. doesn't sound like the greatest of combinations given the history of slavery and bondage. Okay, we cannot slave them physically, but we can still keep them enslaved mentally. Don't know if that was his aim, but they say you know a tree by the fruits that it produces. Are they free? Are these people mentally free? Something to ponder. Let's get to the specific topic. The demystification of birthdays within the sector of Christianity called Jehovah's Witnesses. That was created by Charles Russell, who was a European, aka white man in America, who also was a mystic. What is a mystic? A mystic is somebody who studies the mystic arts, sacred science. Some people call it magic. Some people call it witchcraft. It's really just mysticism. It's an esoteric school. It is the occult. Oh, the occult? Was he into demonology? I don't know whether he was into demonology. Occult does not necessarily mean demonic. Occult just means hidden. That's what occult means. Don't believe me? Look it up. Do your own research. Research all that I'm saying. Research Charles Russell. Research his mystic life and his friends who also started their own mystical orders and schools. Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to birthdays, though. I want to stay on the topic, just dropping nuggets along the way, okay? So, birthdays. They tell, they instruct, they program, they brainwash, because they say it repetitively, that the reason why a person should not celebrate the day that they were born, that they should not celebrate the day that they incarnated here into the physical realm, is because of an ancient atrocity that happened. This ancient atrocity that they refer to, which I don't even know whether it was, if it really happened at this point, okay? But what they utilize for basis is the fact that John the Baptist, who was a mystic, got his head chopped off. And we know John the Baptist baptized Yeshua ben Hoses, aka the man that they call Jesus today, the guy who reached enlightenment, who encouraged people to reach enlightenment too, but some people are not striving towards enlightenment. They're just striving to follow him without following him. So they just basically do what the person tells them to do instead of doing what he suggested that people do. But anyway, again, nuggets. So, they said that's the reason why you should not celebrate the day that you were born, because this atrocious thing happened to this very important person. Okay, it's unfortunate if John the Baptist's head was cut off at a birthday celebration. But perhaps you are in the peak of your essence during your birthday. Perhaps he didn't want you to discover the peak when you actually achieve being incarnated another year. It's like your soul still has work to do here. And so whatever work you are here incarnated on the planet to do, whatever you need to do that, you gonna get it. Listen, I just reached the peak of 41 and it was phenomenal. It was so phenomenal. Like, I'm still in it. I'm still in the essence. I'm still in the energy. Not only was the peak of 41 exactly on a new moon, the gracings, the gifts that I got right before it, like the day before it, I spoke things into existence and they came immediately into existence. So that tells me, just from my observation, and my observation is very keen because I have committed myself to my spiritual practices on a daily basis. So I'm in communion daily with the spiritual, with spirituality. That sentence is not grammatically correct, but you get what the heck I'm saying. I'm not just out here on the surface, just looking and living my life according to what I see with my eyes. We all have direct contact, but of course we have free will. So our free will can block the direct contact that we all naturally have with the spiritual realm, right? With the larger part of us, right? So that is why things are the way that they are, because not everybody knows that they're connected. Some people have clearance to do, yada, yada, yada. I don't want to get off the topic of birthdays because I just got a revelation just talking about it. Because what the heck does the day that you incarnated here have to do with this ancient atrocity? And wait a minute, hold up. I'm talking as a brown woman in America, where they hung our ancestors in trees, where they took their skin and made furniture out of their skin, where they raped the women, where they castrated the men. Isn't that atrocious? Isn't those activities atrocious? We ain't gonna stop doing things because of those atrocities. We're not gonna celebrate ourselves because of an atrocity of a person that happened way before anything that we are even maybe possibly aware of in this lifetime, unless we are studying the mystics ourselves and studying these same things that Jesus studied. Because Jesus studied these things. Jesus was a mystic. Yeshua ben Joseph was a mystic. That's who they're claiming that they're talking about, this person named Jesus. Why did they rename him? Because words are spells, people. That's why they renamed him. Because if we were just to really tap into the essence of Yeshua ben Joseph, because that's how you say the J, right? We would tap into, because there was no J. So it was no Jesus and it was no Joseph. Joseph is Joseph, okay? It's pronounced with an H. Yeshua ben Joseph. If we tap into that, the actual Christ person that they claim they talking about, which is a watered down version, the only power that this word Jesus has is the power that people have put into it. He doesn't have a power outside of that. If people decided right now that they were going to stop using that word, it would disappear. Like, it would just be a point in history. It would have no power. You empower it. You empower it with your energy. You empower it with your thoughts. You empower it with your words. You are literally you. You. The power is coming from within you. That's where God is at. So look at the genius and these mystics that possibly were racist. It's possible. I'm not saying every white person here back in the day during slavery was racist, because there were a lot of white people that helped with the abolition of racism, okay? I just don't know which one Charles Russell was, per se, okay? I'm not really that concerned. I'm looking at the fruits, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the people, and they look still in bondage in a certain way. In other ways, they got some freedoms and just kind of like the slaves that would be in the big house. But in many ways, they're very still much mentally enslaved, because they just believe that, okay, all right, I'm not going to celebrate myself because something happened to a man. Many. Are we not going to acknowledge the things that happened to the men that happened a couple of hundred years ago here? We're not going to talk about that. We're going to skip that. We're going to go past that. We're going to skip over that. And we're going to go way back. We can't skip that. We can't skip it. Oh, no. No. again, not all of them. There was many Europeans that helped with the abolition of slavery, many that still are. But we supposed to be comfortable. But y'all was literally killing people in the middle of the streets that we now drive down. Are we supposed to be trustworthy of you? Because it's challenging. But I don't want to get off the point. I'm just saying. It's challenging. It's challenging. But look at the genius behind the mystic that created this religion that has lasted for a little bit, you know? Pure genius. Pure genius. Has it been almost 100 years? Pure genius. Like, we gotta give them a little bit. Just like they gave motherfuckers that was in the house, in the big house, more than they gave the motherfuckers that was in the fields. We gonna give them a little bit. But we still gonna fuck them whenever we feel like it. They ain't even gonna know that something's wrong with it. Because they gonna be so used to the good things that we give them. So what does that religion give people? It gives people a sense of community. It gives people a sense of purpose. It gives people a sense of a lot of things. But to tell somebody not to celebrate themselves, and not only not to celebrate yourself, not to acknowledge the day that you incarnated here, which is a big deal. It's a big deal to be incarnated here in human form. It's a big deal. Celebrate it. Yes, do that. Celebrate yourself. Don't just accept something that somebody has told you. You know that ain't right. Everybody, like, don't follow everybody. Listen, it's a very elementary way of spirituality that people should be encouraged to graduate from if it was truly designed to assist with the evolution of our planet and of our world, which is happening. Like, you can't stop that. That's happening. The evolution of the planet is happening. You either gotta actively participate in it, or somebody's gonna manipulate you without you even being known that you're being manipulated. Because you ain't taking control of yourself. You have to control yourself. You have to think about. You have to question things. You ain't wrong to question what somebody say. Question everything I'm saying. Don't just be like, oh, she right. Yup. We gonna do whatever you say, Minister Bay. No. Question it. Question any and everything that comes from any and everybody's mouth. Question it. Ask a question. Does this make any motherfucking sense? If it don't make no motherfucking sense, reject it. Leave it. Let it dissolve. Let it disappear. Disappear from your mind. Disappear from your attention. The only reason why I feel like certain things, that these things are still in my mind, because it's meant for me to have a conversation about it. It serves no other purpose. It serves no other purpose. Things that don't serve a purpose don't stay in my mind. And it's unfortunate because I was literally having a conversation with a loved one. And they were asking me, did I remember stuff? And it wasn't like major stuff. It was little stuff. But I was just like, no, I don't. And the funny part was certain things, like they showed me a picture with me and the mayor, one of the previous mayors, and of New York City, and they was like, yeah, this white guy was hugging you. I was like, a white guy hugging me? What white guy was hugging me? And he's like, yo, remember the picture I just showed you? And I could not remember, like, it didn't, his perception wasn't even in my mind, because when I saw the picture, I saw, oh, that's me and the mayor, one of the former mayors. I didn't see anything else. But what he saw, he didn't even know the man was a mayor, even though he was a mayor during the time he's been around, his loved one. But he didn't recognize that that was the mayor. Who was it? De Blasio. It was De Blasio. He was like, this white man. And I was like, oh, the mayor? So, like, people's perceptions are different. The point I'm making with that, me sharing that, is that people's perceptions are different. So what somebody may remember, you may not have recorded it that way. And I don't think that that's something that's new. And I think that's something that has been happening. And that's why it's important for us to have conversations with each other and to have clarity and to clarify things when we have conversations with each other, because what you may perceive to be something is not my same perception. And whoever perceived if they innocently perceived and associating, which I don't think it was innocent. I think he purposely said, listen, him being Charles Russell, I believe he personally, intentionally said, I don't want these people to ever realize how powerful they are. And this is going to serve that purpose. We have to involve some things because we need their energy. We need their energy, right? But I don't want them to use their energy for good. I want them to use their energy for my purpose. I don't want them to realize how powerful they are. I want them to think that they have to leave their body. And maybe perhaps because he was who he was, because he was not an indigenous man, because he didn't have any blood ties to certain spiritual realms. Look, everybody can't access certain things in spirituality. You could be a mystic, but you can only go the level that you can go. I know they want to say everybody can reach every level. Not all at once. Not all at once. You can. There's levels to this. So it is very possible that he didn't have access. And that could be a very good reason why that religion has its name. Because you're looking at this power. You may even be communicating with this power. But is it inside of you for real? Because if it's inside of you for real, do you have all the clarity you need before you have put together a group? Because I think putting together requires clarity. I mean, real clarity. And like, you have to continuously have this clarity. You can't just, oh, I was revealed this thing from the mystic world. And now I'm going to use this one thing that I was told and revealed. And I'm going to use this one thing. Like, it's so many questions I have about it. And I'm just voicing them out here unapologetically. I don't agree. And I have a right to disagree. And again, that doesn't mean I'm putting it down. Because it certainly served a great purpose in my life. It gave me the opportunity to excel in this lifetime. It really did. I'm not ashamed that I've graduated from it. And I'm seeing a pattern. I'm seeing a pattern of people who have graduated from this, from that religion, from Jehovah's Witnesses, that they are excelling. So perhaps it does have a great purpose. Perhaps even no matter what his intentions were, because mysticism was tied into it, it's not there to serve his purpose. Maybe it's serving a greater purpose. And maybe that greater purpose is to give opportunity for people to level up. But people, you have to take that opportunity. You have to take action. So I hope this encourages somebody to take action with their spirituality. And know that spirituality does not mean religion. Spirituality is much bigger than religion. And religion came from spirituality. Spirituality did not come from religion. And while I'm clearing things up, men come from women. Women don't come from a rib of a man, okay? Every human being, man or woman, comes from a woman because they grow inside of her stomach. Women don't grow inside of men. That's not how it happens. So, yeah. Patriarch is a whole nother conversation, but we know it's a fairly new concept. You compare it to the matriarchy. Matriarchy functioned much longer than patriarchy, and I think that's why we're even still on the planet. Because hundreds of thousands, maybe millions. We're not talking about just centuries. We're talking about millennia, possibly aeons ago. We knew the natural order. Did we keep in order? Obviously, you know, some things happen. And the reason why those things happen is because we probably was, you know, abusing the power we had because we just thought, hey, this is the natural way of things. So we're always going to be at this position and we could do whatever the heck we want. And that was wrong because there is balances and scales and all of that good things. And the fact that there's even the existence of our amazing men. Men are amazing. I love you, men. Please don't take this emotionally. I want you to approach and this logically. Listen to the logic. Don't take any of this personally because I don't know any of you personally. And I love men, okay? I love you. I appreciate you. I don't know what happened for you guys to be here, but I'm glad that you're here. I really am. It's very enjoyable for me to know that you're here. Appreciate you all. So I want to put that out there. Come from a logic basis. Whatever happened, it happened. Humanity is still evolving. The earth is still evolving. We are still evolving as a species. We're not going to stop it. We're not going to stop this evolutionary process. Evolution is real. Evolution is real. So we're going to have to demystify a lot of stuff. And in the demystification of things, we're going to also have to explore the mystic realms. What an oxymoron. Take away the mysticism and then add mysticism? Not add mysticism. Explore it. Explore it. Study it. You want to be like who they call Jesus? You want to be like that Christ? You want to be like Buddha? Do the things that they did. Not the exact things, but study the things that they study. Learn these things. Get comfortable with them. Treat them with reverence, the things that you study of the mystical sciences. Treat them with respect. Treat them with love. Don't come out there like egotistical. I'm gonna learn this so I can dominate you. No, that's not what Christ did. Christ wasn't here dominating people. He didn't dominate people, although he could have dominated people if he used the mystic sciences wrong. He could have easily dominated people. He showed his powers when he would dip out of places. They looking for him, he gone. He didn't dip. Where'd he go? Oh, he was just here. He showed his mysticism when he took a couple of loaves of fish and bread and fed thousands of people. He showed his mysticism, okay? He showed it, but he didn't abuse it. He didn't use it to dominate people. He could have took Caesar and tossed Caesar like a salad. But he didn't. He allowed himself to get caught. He's like, listen, it's tough for this motherfucker. I made my purpose. Hey, see the shit I did? You saw all that wonderful shit? You could do that too. I'm out of here. But I want you to know before I go that it ain't about this body. Matter of fact, I'm gonna let them put this body up publicly, so you can see this body publicly get destroyed and recognize that my spirit continues to live on. The level of spirituality that I achieved in this one lifetime and 33 years, you absolutely can achieve it too. So study where I study, do what I do. Don't abuse it. So that's my message for you. The demystification of birthdays. Celebrate the day you were born. Celebrate all your accomplishments. Matter of fact, celebrations is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It raises your vibration. That's a good thing. Do it. Okay? And study the things that Christ studied. You want to know how Christ is going to save the world? That's how Christ is going to save the world. Because you going to be a Christ. I'm going to be a Christ. They going to be a Christ. He going to be a Christ. She going to be a Christ. They going to be Christ. We all going to be Christ. And that's how we're going to fix this shithole right now. Love you, Gaia. You're not a shithole for real. But people are kind of like shitting all over you. But there are so many other people that are loving Gaia. Gaia is the name for the earth. So many people loving Gaia. So many people making big choices and decisions. You big companies that are being conscious of the emissions that you're putting out there. Conscious of the trash that you're creating. Kudos to you. You lasted. Them companies that don't care, they're like, fuck it. We just going to dirty the shit because we need a profit. you're probably not gonna last. You companies that's like, we're gonna mentally enslave the people, you're probably not gonna last. But you companies and big corporations that are evolving with the times, who are making clean emissions, who are making clean food, who are, y'all gonna last. You're gonna continue to be profitable. But those other ones, and that goes for nations too. You other ones, y'all gonna crumble and fall apart. So I recommend, don't think that because you have dominated in the past that you're gonna continue to dominate. Because really, you're supposed to be just dominating yourself. And if other people have been placed underneath your stewardship, that's a place of honor. That's not a place to abuse. That's not a position to abuse. That is a position of honor. That is a noble position. So if you have been graced with a position to be a steward over others, treat that very carefully. Treat it very carefully, because you are responsible and you will answer for stuff you do. So with that being said, thank you for tuning in to the Super T Podcast Show. I don't know when I'll be back. This was just, you know how the spirit be moving through me, so who knows when I'll be back. But I wanted to demystify birthdays because it came up, and not only did it come up, I didn't even know that my son had went to have this conversation with these relatives of ours, but what also came up was them reaching out to him on Mother's Day. Wait a minute, you don't celebrate no holidays, but you want to celebrate being a mom. If you could only see the facial expressions I'm doing right now. I think you should celebrate being a mom. I don't think you're wrong. But I think you got to make up your mind. Either you going to stay in elementary school spiritually, or you're going to graduate. And when you graduate, celebrate it. There's nothing wrong with being celebrated as a mom. That's a good thing. I encourage celebration. But don't say, oh, I'm not going to celebrate the day you were born. And I'm not going to tell you I'm celebrating Mother's Day. But let's sit down and eat. Let's have a meal. Huh? Let's sit down and eat. What? Like his mama ain't around. Oh, I'm here. This is just not the same version of me. This is an elevated version of me. This is an evolved version of me, and I'm continuously evolving. And yeah, I am devoted to being my own version of me, and evolving, and having all that divinity wants me to have, and has poured through me, and using it to share with others, to inspire others. It's really what this is about. It's about inspiring you. It's about getting you to look beyond the veil, because the veil has basically disappeared anyway. You can see that already, that the veil is gone. So a lot of people are probably in these committed situations, and they're like, something ain't right. Something don't act right. Something don't feel right. And you know, they're trying to change and evolve, like, okay, we didn't use technology before, but we're going to use it now. We didn't do this before, but we're going to do it now. Jehovah has revealed to me that it is okay for this and it is okay for that. That's how that's gonna go. Because that's what's happening. We didn't know these things back then. But we know them now. Because we know them now, we do things differently. Okay. Hey. Again, no judgment. However, if you get on and catch on to things quicker and you graduate, it's okay. And I know, like, you may have to leave your friends. Hey, that's a part of spirituality, period. You don't have to be part of a religion to lose friends, to lose family members that you don't have contact with anymore. You don't have to be a part of a religion for that, okay? That is a part of spirituality, period, okay? Because it has happened. It happened to me. It happens to many people that are in the spiritual awakening stage of their lives. But once you are awake, you are responsible. You don't just awake and say, well, I know this and I know that. You are responsible once you are awake to master yourself. Because you can't be like, I didn't even know I was supposed to master myself. No, you ain't sleep. You awake. So So, now that you are awake, and you know that's just a natural process, you don't even feel awake. Oh, you don't want to talk to me? I know why. It ain't because I'm not choosing to walk the path that you are walking. It's because we are not on the same vibrational energetically. That's why. That's really why. We don't vibrate the same. I'm vibrating off of love. You're vibrating off of fear. That's why you don't want to talk to me. That's why you don't want anything to do with me. Because you are vibrating at a certain level and I'm vibrating at another level. And I have gotten to the point where I will love you. I will even send people to see you. I will even send you expressions of love just to brighten your day without you even knowing that it was me. Just to raise your vibration, because my love didn't change. But I recognize the vibration you're on. But I know that your vibration can rise at any time. And especially if you will it that way, you really exercise your free will in a righteous way. But anyway, what prompted this was birthdays, because I am in my birthday month and I'm feeling extremely grateful. Like, my gratitude is on a zillion, so much, and I'm seeing miracles and experiencing miracles and seeing and experiencing, seeing and experiencing, seeing and experiencing, seeing and experiencing, and tasting and feeling. And I just want, I'm like, what else? What other good stuff is gonna happen? What else? And it's like, you never know. Just continue to allow God to flow. I'm like, all right, flow, flow on, flow on, flow, flow on. We gonna get it right. I'm gonna put it out there again. We getting it right. The Christ we looking for is here. It's here. It's here. It's a consciousness. It's here. Tap into it. Everybody who hears this, tap into it right now. Matter of fact, tap. I'm going to say you tapped in. You may not even be conscious or aware that you tapped in, but you tapped in. It's here. It's thriving. It's rising. It's going to fix everything. Because when you can see more, you can see clear, you see what needs to be fixed. What you going to do when you can't see if you're in the dark, metaphorically? Can't see nothing. You're stumbling around, you're hitting stuff, you're bumping into shit. That ain't gonna continue, because you're gonna be able to see, for the light and the force is with thee. All right, I'll make it a little humor, but it's serious. It is for real. So take it seriously, but take it seriously with light. Take it seriously lightly. You're like, what? Seriously or lighthearted? I don't know which one. I don't know. Can they be one and the same? Can it be paradoxical? Possibly. But one thing that can't be one and the same is love and hate, okay? Maybe it can't. That can't be the same. It's going to be one or the other. And even though it is literally, they're both very powerful energies. Which would you prefer? I mean, which one feels better? Does it feel better to feel love and to give love? Or does it feel better to feel fear? That's a question only you can answer. Just know that it don't make no goddamn sense to tell somebody not to celebrate the day that they were incarnated because of a man that they never met. Got his head chopped off on that day. Because if we're going to talk about things that happened was atrocious and we're not doing, then there's a lot of things we could use that argument for, especially here in America, especially as brown people here in America. Okay? So don't apply it to one thing and apply it to nothing else. If you want to apply that ideology, apply it to everything. Otherwise, throw it out. Don't be like, we should forgive the people that hung people off of trees, and we should forgive the people that made leather out of people's skins. We should forgive the people that raped people and cut off their private parts. We should forgive them. We should forgive them. Well, then if that's the case, forgive the person that chopped off of John the Baptist's head, and let's move the heck on. Okay? If we're going to be forgiving, we're going to forgive it all. Okay? That's what we're going to do. And we're going to elevate ourselves. And we're going to love ourselves. And we're going to celebrate ourselves. And not just on the days that we incarnated here, but every day. Every freaking day you wake up, celebrate something about yourself. Celebrate something about life. Keep your vibrations up intentionally. Intentionally keep your vibrations up. That's all I got to say. I said that a couple of times, right? And I kept on talking just because it keeps coming out of me. It just keeps on pouring out of me. I love you all for real, love. And I wish you all the best. And I am going to make a series out of this because there's a pattern. Cat Williams grew up in the same school of thought. And look how intelligent he is. Who else went through that school of thought? Prince went through that school of thought. Michael Jackson went through that school of thought. Let's talk about all the great people that graduated from that school of thought, from that section of Christianity. That's because mysticism is tied into it. And another thing mysticism is tied into is the United States of America. That's why we are who we are. And yes, they're trying to make a mess of us and try to change who we are. But they can't change the unseen parts of the United States of America. And all of the filth that they have done over here on this land still won't change it. Because guess, I ain't gonna go no deeper. I'm gonna stop right here. I'm gonna stop right there.